preceding announcement is paid for by two best friends.
We got a big show today.
Oh man, it's gonna be a good one.
Hey man, it's been a busy week. It's been a busy weekend. What's been going on with you, man?
You know, I my goal was to have a busy weekend as well. I had stuff to do around the yard. There's boxes I need to unpack and put away. But it's funny because on Saturday morning, I turned on the USA Network. I can't remember if it was USA or Ion Television. And Law and Order SVU was on.
That show is always on.
Yes, the show is always on. But for some reason, if you sit down and watch an entire episode, you're going to watch another entire episode. And another entire episode.
You never get up. They're not stupid when they put those on all day, because they know people are going to sit down and people are going to watch all those commercials. It's kind of like how they used to replay the Brady Bunch on Nick at Night for all those years.
But the thing is you watch an episode of of the Brady Bunch, and you know that once the episode's over, if you want to, you know, you can go up and get something to drink. You can, you know, go to the bathroom, go take a shower. Not with Law & Order SVU. Once that episode ends, it's impossible to get out of that chair.
Well, the funny thing about it is, it's like, aren't all those shows basically the same episode over and over again?
You know, in context it is. But dude, there's something about figuring out a case that's freaking addicting, man. I don't know what it is, man. Well, here's the other thing. There's that. And I don't know about you. But yo, man, I've got a thing for Mariska Hargitay.
Yo, man, I think a lot of people do.
The thing is, I Googled her recently. She's like 55 years old, but she's still smoking hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, keep in mind, this is TV. There's lights, there's makeup, there's angles, but still, though, she doesn't look 55. Well, I mean, she does look 55, but a really good-looking 55.
Dude, it really blows my mind, man. I don't know what it is about that show, but for some reason, it just draws out my inner wanting to be a detective. Do you ever get that when you watch a show?
Well, you know, I know what you're talking about. When I watch a show, I'm sitting down there using my brain trying to figure this out, so it's not like watching mindless TV. But the only thing about that is, if that was my job, and every single day I woke up and solved about 3 rapes and 5 homicides in a week, it doesn't seem like these people ever get time off. Like, do they not have PTO? Do they not have flexible schedules?
You know, seeing as many episodes as I've seen, I can honestly say that if they do have PTL, they've probably never used a minute of it.
Well, you notice another thing about that show? Do you ever notice that the quotes and the one-liners that come out of those shows are just epic?
You know what? Yes, I do, man. Sometimes you wonder, how in the world did they come up with these freaking quotes?
It's all fun and games until somebody loses a penis.
Do you gamble, Elliot? Only with birth control.
Were you planning on getting frisky with the Hamburglar?
Wasn't it Shakespeare who wrote, "I want to do you on the stovetop"?
If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's pornography.
I was trying to help her up. Really? With your penis?
But, you know, at the end of the day, man, it actually is a really good show. I think it's in syndication now. It's probably going to be in syndication for the next 20, 30, maybe 40 years.
Yeah, I have no doubt. If there's anyone else that's out there like me who will just sit there and binge watch that show for 4 hours, you know, they've done a really genius thing. And yeah, that thing's probably never coming out of syndication.
Hey, man, by the way, I was listening to last week's podcast and I noticed, dude, did you leave in that segment where I left my mic on and I went to the bathroom?
You know, we've got a great show for you today. We're hiring a new producer, Jay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I totally forgot about that. In fact, I have a stack of emails By the way, man, I think I need to eat more fiber. I have a stack of emails over here when they responded to the casting call. Dude, do you realize how big this email stack is?
You know what, man? I don't know, but I'm about to pull it up, man. I hope I don't get locked out of my email.
All right, man. Like I said, we got a really big show today. Let's get into it. Johnny, you know what today is, right?
Labor Day?
Today's not... Well, maybe.
Yeah?
Because we're doing our part here on Two Best Friends to keep the labor rate up in this country. Right, Johnny?
Ooh, yes. Hiring. And, Jay, I think we're about to hire somebody, aren't we?
Thanks to your casting call to the masses to find a producer for this show last week, we had hundreds of applicants apply to be the producer of the Two Best Friends podcast.
You know, I checked the email the other day, and on 15 gigs of space, we were locked out.
I mean, the response was overwhelming. I think we narrowed it down to six people, though.
And for those listening, to narrow down hundreds and hundreds of people down to six took a lot of work.
A lot of work. But I will say this, we've also narrowed it down to two finalists. But, you know, because we're the type of show that interacts with our fans and our listeners, we're just going to review the final six and just let people know who was interested in this position and who we considered.
Yeah, man, let's... You want to get started on that?
Yeah, let's do it. So I have one email here. The first email I got is from a guy named Roland, and highly educated, two MBAs, a CPA, highly organized.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If I was running my own business, dude, he'd be the first guy I'd call.
I thought we should have brought him in, at least spoke to him on the phone for an interview, but the guy wants a matching 401k, 6 weeks of vacation, and stock options.
Look, man. Okay, first of all, you and I aren't even getting paid. Matching 401k, what are we going to match it with?
I'll tell you what. Hey, Roland, if you want a matching 401k, why don't you listen to Johnny's financial segments? Next! Who else we got here?
Matching 401k. Get out of here, man.
Okay, the next guy on the list here was a guy named Peter. Peter's from, I think, Orlando.
Ooh, Peter. Peter from Orlando. Yeah, I remember this guy.
Yeah, do you have his resume?
Yes, I actually have his resume pulled up. Peter didn't have a lot of working experience, but hold on. There's six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
11 pages worth of volunteer work.
Well, hold on. 11 and a half pages.
Oh, my gosh. Has this guy worked a real job in his entire life?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of Habitat for Humanity.
You know, I see some Feeding America here.
I think some Red Cross stuff.
The thing is Peter was very high up on our list for consideration. With one of the biggest factors is he wants to work for free. You know what? I thought that was great.
Hey, that's why he made my top six.
But then we looked at his latest volunteer place. And apparently he has his own website. And all he wanted in exchange for free work was to plug his website.
Nope.
Peter, listen, man. I appreciate that you want, you know, free publicity. You know, we have a ton of listeners on Two Best Friends. But, dude, I'm sorry. Next!
All right, so let's just cut to the chase. There were two people on this entire list who really caught our eye. And I think one of these two will make a perfect producer for our show.
Dude, I can't wait to hear them.
Now, I'm going to start with a guy named Colin.
Ooh, Colin, okay.
Dude, listen to this guy's resume and tell me he won't make a perfect producer, not only for this show, but any show on the planet.
Dude, hold on. Somebody that good applied for this producer job?
Yeah. First of all, I thought it was a joke when I saw it. But listen to this. The guy was an intern on the Burt Show in Atlanta.
That's a big show.
Dude, it's a huge show. It's syndicated all across the country. The Elvis Duran and The Morning Show in New York City.
Elvis Duran?
The Breakfast Club.
Dude, no way, man. No way. Dude, these are like major shows.
Listen to this, man. The guy interned on the Kid Craddock Show in Dallas.
Holy.
He was a communications major.
Dude.
A journalism sub-major. And the guy's just looking for a new opportunity. Dude, I say we call him right now and ask him when he could start.
Call him right now. Let's just give him the job right now.
Let's call him and tell him, hey, we'll fly him out here and he could start Monday.
Dude, man. All right, man. Go ahead and dial him up.
Yo, hello?
Colin?
Yeah, new phone. Who it is?
Hey, Colin. It's Johnny and Jay from the Two Best Friends. Giving you a call. You sent us a resume to be the new producer.
Man, you better not call this number again, boy. Boy, I smoke yo. Man, get off this phone.
I think that was the wrong number.
Dude, man, he had such a solid resume too.
Well, Johnny, I think we're down to our last maybe good candidate.
Dude, how the heck are we 0-5 so far? We had six good candidates. How are we down to 0-5?
Ah, geez, I don't know. Let's dial this last one.
Hello?
Yes, is this Sloan from Burbank, California?
Depends, but yes.
Oh, this is the Two Best Friends. I believe you applied for our producer position.
Did I? Okay. No, I did. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, hey Sloan, is everything okay on your side?
I'm in the middle of something, but I can do this.
Well, you know, if you're going to be the producer of this podcast, you got to be able to multitask. So maybe this is a good thing, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Sloan, what can you tell us about yourself?
Well, first of all, I can multitask, but I was trying to get away from something, but. My background comes from first reality shows for about 7 years.
Oh, reality shows.
From Housewives to Top Chef, a lot of stuff, then lots of sports.
Oh, cool, sports.
And was a really, really good producer for content and stuff for porn. So it's pretty mixed. But I can definitely show you the difference between a good producer and excellent.
Oh my God. Wow! I mean, this is better than the guy who had three MBAs.
So, you know, I guess here's my biggest question. I mean, it sounds like
tell us about the porn.
Hey, Jay, come on, man. With Jay, let's.
You guys saw the resume though with all the shows.
I think I missed that part though.
Yeah, I must have missed that part too. That's must have. Well, now Sloan, you know, you have a pretty good resume, but. I guess my biggest question is, if you're in Burbank, California, one of the biggest places to produce and, you know, do radio and podcasts, why would you want to come to Atlanta, Georgia?
Good question.
Well, I was tired of the vegan food and the people, and you have to keep this image no matter what. And I heard the industry's booming over there, and
yeah.
I needed a new start.
I could see Tyler Perry. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I mean, you know what? I straight. Look, do you want the truth?
But
I've been in and out of jail about five times, and I'm on a warrant for my arrest.
A warrant?
Well, you know, that whole hashtag MeToo thing is real, but I retaliated, and it got me into some serious issues, and I kind of brawled out when I saw him and what he had done to my career, and I just need to get out of here. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Johnny, can I?
Sloan, can you, can you give us a minute?
Sure, yeah.
Johnny, she has a warrant for her arrest?
Dude, this is the best candidate we've had so far, man.
I know. Dude, when can she start? Well, let me tell her about the salary expectations. Can I do that?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's.
Hey, Sloan.
Listen, it wasn't anything scary. I didn't do anything bad. But it's just.
No worries. I think this show is all about kinds of people from different backgrounds. So, you know, we welcome that because, you know, you're going to be doing a lot here. So, you know, we do need someone to kind of maybe rough up the mailman from time to time. I don't know. I do want to talk about salary expectations. First of all, you're in Burbank, California. You do know that we don't pay relocation expenses, right?
That's fine.
Okay. And this may or may not be a paying position, but if you have a warrant for your arrest, maybe you could do some community service?
Yeah, I thought about that.
Now, here's the other thing is, Sloan, this is an up-and-coming podcast, you know. This is the Two Best Friends. I mean, we're on frickin' iTunes now. My question is, are you going to be able to uphold the demands that this job requires? I mean, we're gaining more and more listeners each and every week.
With all due respect, guys, it's not that great. I'm trying to be here to help out and make this the best that it could get.
Wait,
and
what?
I think
what?
I could do that.
Wait a second. Have you, Sloan, have you heard this podcast?
A little bit.
I mean, haven't you heard the money segments? I mean, come on. I mean, this is better than Clark Howard.
I like that. I do. But I think that I could push it to be the best content and it all tie up together and you just got to trust me.
Wow. I've never trusted a convicted felon before, but maybe I should start.
Yeah. Jay, what do you say, man?
I don't know what to say to that, but I hope you don't call me that once we start working together.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I would never do that.
And don't call me ma'am. Don't like that either.
Oh, yes, sir. now, let me, can I talk to Johnny for a quick second? Just one more quick second.
Sure.
Hey, Johnny, when we did this podcast, we said we were 50-50, right? Like, we're 50-50 on our decisions. We were never going to make a decision that the other didn't approve of. But, I don't know what you're thinking. I know what I'm thinking. But on the count of three, let's say if we want Sloan to be our new producer.
Okay.
One, two, three, yes or no.
Okay.
And if we're on the same page, we're on the same page.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. One, two, three.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes! Yay!
So I guess the next thing is, hold on, there's some noise in the, is everything okay where you're at, Sloan?
Yeah, I just have to go, but listen, I didn't mean to be rude. I want to help, and there's no one better to do this. And that's not me being cocky, but I gotta go right now. Can we reschedule?
Yeah,
talking in a little bit.
Yeah, Sloan, are those sirens I hear in the background?
Just text me back and we'll reschedule this. But I would love to do this. I would. Just give me the chance.
Okay, we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. Hey, Johnny, why do I feel like Sloan knows who killed Tupac? Well, it looks like we have a producer.
Yeah, Jay, you know, it's kind of funny, man. I actually feel real good about Sloan.
Me too.
But you know, this is different. It's almost like she was family.
Well, you know, when she comes aboard, I think she's going to have to get used to us, man.
Yeah. You know, we're not probably not the easiest people to work with.
Well, that and, bro, we've known each other for a quarter of a century. I mean, there's so many stories. There's so many inside jokes that she's just not going to get.
You mean kind of like audibles?
Wait a second. Did you say audibles?
Yep, audibles.
Well, I think it comes down to this. When you're two best friends, you always have to find a way to communicate. Am I right, Johnny?
Boy, are you right. And we've been calling audibles since 1998.
Take Ron Richmond 96 double!
Now, what is an audible, some people may ask? An audible is changing a play at the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're playing football and you're on the line of scrimmage, if you can read the defense and the defense knows exactly what you're going to run, guess what? You call an audible at the line of scrimmage to throw off the defense and hopefully be able to pick up a first down or something better on that drive.
Well, let's tell everybody what we're talking about. We're not talking about football. And In no means are we condoning our behavior. But let's go back. Let's go back to college. Let's talk about the Audible in college. Johnny and I took a couple of classes in the business school in college. One of them being the second, I think, the second level accounting class, which is not an easy class. Am I right, Johnny?
No, not at all.
And of course, you know, what do two best friends do? We sit at the back of the accounting class and we goof off all semester. But when the test comes around, we got to find a way to pass this test, pass this course, and get out of college, right?
But Jay, the thing is we're not just looking to pass the test. Anybody can pass a test. We're looking to be at the top of the class.
Well, that's right. I think that's what we're about. We're about competing. And the best way to get a competitive advantage is teamwork, right?
Teamwork and calling audibles.
Brown, Richmond, 96 double!
Calling audibles. Now, again, we don't condone this, but if there are two best friends or two aspiring best friends out there in college or high school and you want to know how the audible works, you're in luck because you're listening to the podcast today that's going to tell you exactly how the college audible works. Imagine yourself 3-4 weeks into the new semester, accounting 2100, financial credits, debits, ledgers, transactions, and you have this test placed in front of you and you have no idea what's going on because all semester you've been goofing off. Now, let's say of the two of you, one of the best friends actually did study a little bit and happens to know most of the answers going on and vice versa, depending on the question. You can institute something called the audible system.
Now, Jay, how would someone institute an audible system?
The test gets passed out. Professor Meatball passes out all of the test papers, and she keeps an eye on everyone because she knows that cheating will not be tolerated in her classroom, and any cheaters will be caught and subject to expulsion.
Now, not only that, but these teachers aren't stupid. They know what goes on in these classrooms. So what do they try to do? They have odd tests, and they have even tests. So guess what? Every other seat has one test, and the people sitting next to them have the second test.
Right. Now, I guess the difference is it's the same test, but it's just scrambled. So it's the same questions, but in different orders.
Yeah. So, for example, say your number 3 might be my number 15, and vice versa.
Right. Thus, the need for the audible. So let's get into it. So let's say I have test A and question 5, and Johnny has test B, and question 5 on his is actually question 15. So Johnny gets to question 15, and he needs help. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. I happen to know what's going on. He calls an audible, and it goes a little something like this. 1 cough. I need an answer. 2 coughs. Please double check my answer. 3 coughs. Actually means nothing. It's a decoy, just in case Professor Meatballs or anyone else catches on to our ploy. So what happens is I listen out for the coughs. Then that gets my attention, and I avert my eyes to his paper. I cross-reference it to mine, and then I respond with an answer. 1 cough means A. 2 coughs, B. 3 coughs, C. 4 coughs, D. 5 coughs. I don't freaking know. And that's it. It's that simple. And of course, Professor Meatballs is looking back there and wondering what's going on, but it's the fall semester. It's flu season. Everyone's sick. We're not the only ones coughing in the class. It's brilliant.
Now, I do believe that there was this one instance, though, Jay, and you may remember, where Dr. Meatball did come to the back and say, "Young man, can I get you some water?" And I said, "You know what, Dr. Meatball? Let me go outside and I'll get my own water." And what that basically meant is a signal to Jay saying, okay, she may be on to us. So that's when, first of all, you want to make sure you're sitting next to each other. And that's where you institute the backup audible. So what would the backup audible be? Same lineup. 1 cough, A. 2 coughs, B. 3 coughs, C. 4 coughs, D. Five coughs, I have no idea what's going on. Or as Jay said, one cough, I need an answer. Two coughs, double check this answer. Three coughs, it's a decoy. What you're now doing is you're now implementing the backup audible. You want, now for this audible, you want to make sure that you're sitting right next to each other, or else this is not going to work. So this one, you institute your feet. And the first thing that you do is you basically just kick the leg of the your best friend. That gets his attention. From there, you just basically cross-reference the answer. If it's my number 15 and it's his number 3, you just slyly look on the other paper. And what the best friend does is they pull up their that question. And you know what? They circle 3 times the answer that they chose. 3 times. It's the only way that you'll be able to see what the heck's going on.
It's a brilliant idea. I think you obviously have to be best friends to do this, because in order to implement this in the best possible way, you literally have to play footsie with your best friend during a midterm in the middle of college.
You think you're just going to play footsie with a freaking stranger?
Check Ron Richmond, 96 double, 96 double. Check, oh, what a flare, what a flare. Check Ron Richmond, 96 double, 96 double.
Just snap the damn ball.
A very productive show today, Johnny. We've grown the show by 33%. We've hired a new producer.
Yeah, man. A brand new producer. The ratings for Law & Order SVU have gone up 300%. And best friends are calling audibles all over the country. I think we did a great job today.
And test scores have never been higher.
Man, you got that right. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're listening to us now, we want to thank you for listening. You can find us on a variety of platforms. We're now on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Also, you can find us on social media, on Twitter, at the number 2WO Best Friends. And we are now on Facebook. Just search 2WO Best Friends. And Jay, as we always like to close out the show, when you 2WO, you 2WO.
For life.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by two best friends.